Hello everyone. Before we move on to the show, I want to quickly say that after 6 years, the Middle Earth Podcast 100th episode is coming up. So to celebrate that, we'll do a live recording in Beijing, April the 18th. It's a Thursday. We'll take a look back at the show, the up, then down, and the lesson of running a podcast. We'll also give a general bird-eyed view about how things have evolved in China cultural industry for the past years. I will be joined by Sam Davis, editor of the World of Chinese magazine, and Sarah Huang, who is a scriptwriter. We'll also have a time of exchange and, of course, a quiz with prizes to win. Truth be told, I'm really grateful to what Middle Earth has brought to my life. What started as a pet project allowed me to become my own boss and now to work on international co-production. So if you are a friend of the show, want to support us, are in Beijing, and you want to get a ticket to join us in the Hutong, you should find a link to youpay.cn in the podcast title description. Or you can find me on Twitter to get relevant info. I just can't copy-paste the link to every single episode description. Hope to see you there, and now on with your episode.
Dear listener, just a little public announcement that after more than 2 years in China, I'm going to take my chance to travel a little bit across Asia in the coming weeks before seeing my grieving parents waiting eagerly for me to go home in France. So in case any of you are at the upcoming Busan Film Festival in Jakarta, Kuala Lumpur, or in Singapore, that you are a fan of the show and you think we should meet up for coffee, to talk shops, or if you have just questions about China, don't hesitate to hit me up. You can contact me on Twitter or LinkedIn. Link in the podcast description. And I hope to meet you all. I'm going to say it's quite funny because each time we release an episode, there are hundreds of you that download the show, but I barely know any of you. So I hope by that traveling, I could make this right. Later, I shall be back in Europe. And early 2023, I'm hoping to cruise Canada and the US before coming back to China if COVID rules allow. So maybe there might be more opportunities for me to meet some of you. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day and hope to meet you soon. Bye-bye.
Looks like our listener are still doing their dishes.
Yeah, all very committed to their workout.
Yeah, for sure.
So since you're still here, if you want to learn more about Chinese society, culture, history, and language, you should go to theworldofchinese.com or find us on WeChat, and you'll find an amazing array of award-winning, in-depth, original reporting on China and amazing videos and podcasts too.
All right. Well, until the next issue then.